before Rosh Hashanah, what should we do? What topic should? So, you know, a number of years, Rav Soloveitchik used to have the custom before Rosh Hashanah of learning sugyas about Rosh Hashanah, talking about Yom Kippur, and like before Yom Kippur, always there was one day, a whole day, where he talked about minhagim of Yom Kippur, the thing that I tried to do last year. He took one day, a whole day, and took on Yom Kippur. And I have notes from that, from it's a sheer like 50 years ago, more or less. So I thought about doing that, and then I really thought, you know, a lot of the stuff that I heard years and years ago is printed. Last year when I said some shiur, and people came over to me afterwards and said, oh, in Hari Kedem says like this, and this book it says like that. So the truth is that sometimes I don't know what's printed, because I don't look up those books so much before I start. So I don't know what's printed. Is it new? Not new. Don't know. So I'm going to talk about something I'm not sure. It's certainly not new to everybody, but maybe new to some people. Rav Soloveitchik made up a category that you find traces of it before him. You find people discuss the idea before him. But Rav Soloveitchik really liked this category very much. He said there are two, in a mitzvah, there are two parts to a mitzvah. One is called the Maisa mitzvah, and the other is called the Kiyama mitzvah. And what's the, what does it mean, Maisa mitzvah, Kiyama mitzvah? Well, generally what it means, in most cases that the Rav liked to talk about, there's an action when you do a mitzvah, but the action is only an external action, which is supposed to create an internal feeling. So, of course, the two classic examples that Rav Soloveitchik discussed, there are a number of them. Rani Ziegler, who is a big expert in Alon Shvud and the writings of Rav Soloveitchik, the only difference between me and him is he knows all the writings. If I want to know where something is, I call him up and ask him, where is it written? I can only tell you what I heard. But he didn't hear. But he knows the writings. Interesting. So my wife said, can you really teach if you didn't hear, only if you read? So I teach Rambam also. And I don't care how old you think I am. I did not hear anything from the Rambam. So the Rani Ziegler made a list of places where the Rav said a distinction between the Maisa Mitzvah, Kiyama Mitzvah. Like I know five or six examples. I think he brought 12, 15 examples. I don't know. But I'm going to mention, of course, the first famous two in order to get to the third. The first is the shiur that I gave many years, and I'm not going to give it now for a number of reasons, but the Rav explained that in the mitzvah of tshuva, there are two parts to the mitzvah. There's the maisa of tshuva. The maisa is to do something. And what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to say vidui. Words. And what's the kiyuma mitzvah? The kiyum is not to say words. What's the kiyum? Of being a Baal Tshuva. That's the kiyum. That you've changed your personality, you've underwent a metamorphosis of personality. Some people who like this, look in the Rambam carefully, it's almost sends shivers up my spine. The Rambam says one of the signs of Tshuva is, Klomar, Ani Acheru. Eini Yoso Ha'isha Chata. I'm a different person. I'm not the same person that sinned. So what sense? I think that's a beautiful idea. That tshuva is not just I'm sorry for what I did. It's really a change in personality, metamorphosis. I became a different person. What sends the shivers? So if I were really, 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 really a Rambamist, really, maybe that would do it. Just the Ram talks about changing your name. Doesn't mean to change your name, but it means to change. But I'll tell you, I can't do this the way it should be done. I'll never forget. It was more than 50 years ago. Rav Soloveitchik, between Rosh Yom Kippur, got up and said that when you ask for tshuva Yom Kippur, what do you say? That you made a mistake? He said, I'm telling you, more or less this is exact. I have a good head on my shoulders. I didn't make a mistake. He taught specifically about one particular thing that he thought at that time, we were laughing, but he thought that of all the people that I know in the world, two people who didn't care about kavod, one was Rav Amital and one was Rav Soloveitchik. And they both said all the time that they like kavod. I don't know why they like to say that. But I mean, the way they acted, the way they behaved, you know, the way they dressed, the way they looked. They weren't people who looked for kavod. But Rav Soloveitchik talked about the fact that he wanted kavod. And he said, so I made a mistake? No, I have a good head on my shoulders. I remember it so well. So he said, what do I mean? When it comes to Nadav Yom Kippur, I said, I'm a different person. And he screamed at Yitzchak, bin an ander mensch. I'm a different person. So he said, I want you to understand me well. This is the part that really got me. My name is still Joseph Soloveitchik. I still live on 34 Hutchinson Street. For those people that know Boston, anybody? So they know that's before, that's in, where's it called? Dorchester? It's with the old Jewish, in Roxbury? It's the old Jewish neighborhood. Once it's now not a Jewish neighborhood. But I live on Hutchinson Street. I remember Hutchinson Street from that. So I have the same address, the same family, the same shia, the same everything I do. So what's different? I'm a different person. That's what the kiyum hamitzvah of tshuva is. The change in personality. The Rav once explained that about Elisha ben Avuya. You all know who Elisha ben Avuya was. Elisha ben Avuya was a person who was a major Talmid Chacham who went completely, today we use the words, completely off the derech. Completely off the derech. No books were written about how to keep people in the derech. His parents didn't know what to do. Rab Meir didn't know what to do. And he went off the derech. A book in English was written about this. It's a very interesting book. As a Driven Leaf. It's a very interesting book. It's a lot novel. It's not, it's based on a true story, but got to be careful when you read the book. It's a good book, though. So Elisha ben Avuya said that he heard Me'acharei HaPalgod. He heard a bas kol that came and said, everybody can do tshuva, except Elisha ben Avuya. So he was doomed to perdition. He couldn't do anything about it. The Rav asked the question. This, he spoke at a Mizrahi convention. This is like, I call these the throwaways of the Rav, not in the regular shiur, in a speech, when he just was talking. And he said, why did a bas kol appear to Elisha ben Avuya? Elisha ben Avuya is a bum, a rasha, a finish, wiped out. So all of a sudden he gets a bas kol. So the Rav quoted the Yerushalmi. Then Yerushalmi says a little different than the Bavli. And Yerushalmi says, everybody can do tshuva, chutz me'acher. Elisha ben Avuya was nicknamed Acher, because he went off the derech, they called him Acher. So, which is the correct text? Chutz me'acher, or chutz me'Elisha ben Avuya? And the Rav explained that Elisha ben Avuya was a person who has a penchant for doing averus, for going off the derech, like we all do. Everybody has a yetzer to do something, and everybody basically does something wrong. In that respect, you are almost a split personality. Elisha ben Avuya to a tremendous degree, but all everybody. So in that moment that he went to be Acher, so he's still Elisha ben Avuya, but he's Acher. When he hears the bas kol is coming to Elisha ben Avuya and says, everybody can do tshuva except from Acher. Get rid of that Acher. He can't do tshuva. Wipe him out. But Elisha ben Avuya can do tshuva. Elisha ben Avuya misheard it. He thought it said, Akol yucholim lachzor b'tshuva chutz me'Elisha ben Avuya. He thought he was doomed, but nobody's doomed. Everybody can do tshuva. I don't care how bad you are. You can do tshuva. The story that I'm not going to relate of Elezeb and the Radia, that some of you shake your heads and remember, what daf is it on? What mesecht is it in? Oh, you have your computers. It's in, found in Avodah Zarah. The what? It's easy to find the Radia more than Elazar. Anyway, what daf is it? Really, daf yud. Zion? I don't know, somewhere around there. So the Gemara says there that he was a really not a good person. But he did tshuva the last moment of his life. Anybody can do tshuva because it's really a change in personality. So the Rav said that's the Maisa mitzvah of tshuva to say vidui, and the kiyum mitzvah is to become a bal tshuva. So I like to say this because it's important to understand what happens if you do one without the other. You do the Maisa without the kiyum, or the kiyum without the Maisa. So think for a second. Think. I see there's two parts to tshuva. One is to do, say, vidui, and the other is to internalize it, to become a bal tshuva. And let's say you do one without the other. What do you think? Come on. Let me hear from you. What do you think? One time in Shir, the Rav turned to me, I was the victim, and said to me, what do you think? And I didn't have the faintest idea. So I kept quiet, like you do. The Rav said, everybody must think. He didn't ask me what the right answer was. He said, what do you think? You must think about something. Something is going on in your head. What is it? And I didn't have the answer. I'm quiet. And he was really upset with me. What do you think? What happens if you do the Maisa without the Kim without the Maisa? Yes.
I don't really understand where the concept that, like, what impact the Kim could have. If you do the mitzvah, I don't understand why there needs to be like a change. Why there needs to be like a meta change. And why this should have an effect.
Could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
You know Asher Behar?
Sorry?
Do you know Asher Behar?
Ashrei.
Ashrei Behar.
Yeah.
Could you say the first three sentences quickly?
Ashrei Yashrei Vesach Od Yaluch Hatzala Hashem Shekach Halo Hashem Shashem Elokav Tila Dabi.
Good. What did you think about?
Nothing. The nervous.
Nothing. Exactly. That's the way we daven. Not me. what do you do? So you did you daven? Yes, you said words. But did you do what davening is? You're asking, why do you need to internalize? Because otherwise it's mamish like a parrot. If I teach a parrot to daven, it davens?
That only explains...
Why did I say parrot? Why did I say parrot?
Sorry?
Yes. Good. I'm so proud of you. How many other people know what we're referring to? Two, three, four, good.
Okay, you have to have in mind the meaning of the words, but you still don't...
I didn't even talk about the meaning of the words. I didn't say a word about the meaning of the words. I said, when you daven, you have to have Avodas Hashem. Does that mean understanding the words? Maybe it does. But even without understanding the words, you're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking for whatever you're asking for, begging whatever you're asking for, asking just to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you daven and think about your girlfriend, I understand nobody here has girlfriends, but let's say you daven and think about the stock market. is that davening? You said the words. So I answered my own question. What's the Maisa Mitzvah without a Kiyama Mitzvah? Lo Sheve Klum. What's the Kiyama Mitzvah without a Maisa Mitzvah?
Shabbat.
What?
Shabbat.
Good. And what's my proof? What's my proof? I say a Kiyama Mitzvah without the Maisa Mitzvah means a person really, really became a Baal Tshuva. But he didn't say Vidui. He thought about it, everything else. He cried, he did whatever he had to do, he felt whatever, but he didn't say the words. So you said he's a Baal Tshuva, that's what you said. I want to explain a little bit more than that. Yes, he's a Baal Tshuva. If today, let's say yesterday the guy did a lot of averis, today he did Tshuva. Today he did Tshuva, but no Vidui. So if you ask me, is the guy from? My answer is? Yes. Is he lacking a mitzvah? Yes. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva is to say vidui. He didn't fulfill that mitzvah. I dare say that many people in this room who have not fulfilled every mitzvah, that even that's incumbent upon you, a mitzvah you're supposed to do. You didn't do it. So does that mean you're not from? You're missing a mitzvah. That's not good. But ze lo nora. With this, I just answered the kash of the Menachas Chinuch. You know it? How I answered the kash of the Menachas Chinuch? Did I never say it before? Anybody know? The Menachas Chinuch, the Rambam said there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of tshuva is vidui. That's what the Rambam said. That's the shia that I'm not giving. The Rambam said the mitzvah of tshuva is vidui. So the Menachas Chinuch disagreed with him. Rav Kook disagreed. I should explain more. The Rambam said there's a mitzvah of vidui. Many people have gone to explain what this Rambam meant. Did he really mean there's no mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah is vidui? Or does he mean that, like I said, there's a kiyum mitzvah, ma'isa mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik thought that there's a mitzvah called tshuva, even in the Rambam, but the ma'isa mitzvah is vidui. Whereas the Minchas Chinuch, Rav Cook, Avodas HaMelech, Avodas HaMelech was the Rav's uncle. These three Gedolim, among others, thought that the Ram said there's no mitzvah called tshuva. That's what they thought. There's no mitzvah called tshuva, the mitzvah is only vidui. So the Minchas Chinuch thought he really caught the Rambam. He had a great kasha. If not for what we just said, the kasha would be unbelievable. What's the kasha? In order to understand this, the kasha, I have to explain to you a little bit about the backgrounds of getting married and getting engaged in the time of the Gemara. Today you're used to getting halakhically engaged under the chuppah. The guy gives the girl the ring, and then you have the wedding right afterwards. In the time of the Gemara, they didn't do that. They got engaged whenever they felt like it. When they decided to get married, they got halakhically engaged. The guy gave the girl the ring, has said Ariat Mekudeshes, he schlepped over to Eden, they didn't go in any fancy schmancy place. They just had a regular, you know, whatever, they were on a date, and they decided to get married, so they would call over two waiters, if they're assuming they're religious, and tell them, give the girl the ring. So, and then a year later, or up to a year later, they would get married. So listen, this is the story. A girl from Beis Yaakov was told that there's a guy from Gush who's really a good guy. But she was very hesitant. She's from Beis Yaakov, Gush, I don't know what to do. So she went out with him 5-6 times, and she's really perplexed, you know. How frum is this guy? But, Gush guy, you know. So after 5 dates, he comes, they're sitting at a restaurant, and, really fancy restaurant. What's a fancy restaurant? I don't know. And Abigail. They're sitting in Abigail's, and he looks at her in the eyes, and, you know, they're, and he says, "Would you marry me?" And she says, "But you're a Gush guy. How could I do that?" So he says, "Look, there are two witnesses over here," and he brings them over, and he makes the following tanai: "Hare at mekudeshesli amenas shani tzadik." So if he's from, they're engaged. If he's not from, then they're not engaged. And this is supposed to convince her. So now the rabbis heard this question. Now they have to decide: married or not married? Is he a tzadik or not? You know something? I really do recognize you. I recognize you. Can I say you're a tzaddik? Do I know if you're a tzaddik? You look like a good guy to me, but do I know you're a tzaddik? How do you determine such a thing? So the Gemara says, no matter who he is, at least safek mekudeshes. At least. You cannot say this is batel mevutal. At least safek mekudeshes. Why? You know, maybe just the moment that he said those words to the girl, he thought of doing tshuva. Maybe who hir her b'tshuva. At that moment, maybe he did tshuva. What's the kash in the Rambam? But he didn't say vidui. So how could it be? He didn't say vidui. And we said the mitzvah is vidui. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, by the way, Rav Soloveitchik, I'm putting a lot of things together, Rav Soloveitchik said in different places. This is in a footnote in Isha Halacha. In a footnote, and Isha Halacha, he just throws this away. You know, I call it all these things that you pick up from all over. But the Rebbe's in a footnote, so the answer is obvious. He didn't do the mitzvah of tshuva, but is he a tzaddik or not a tzaddik? You have to understand something. Tzaddik in the Gemara doesn't mean chafetz chayim. Tzaddik in the Gemara means a person who has more mitzvahs than averus. That's what a tzaddik is. It doesn't mean woo tzaddik. So a person who did tshuva, he's about tshuva, he's a tzaddik. The Maisa mitzvah without a kiyum mitzvah is a lo shaveh klum. But the kiyum mitzvah without the Maisa mitzvah means you're lacking a mitzvah, but you did the mitzvah. This is true in the area of tefillah, and this is true in the area of tefillah. A person who, the Rav said it's a mamish parallel example. In davening, what's the mitzvah? Say the words. What's the Kiyum HaMitzvah? I need the exact words from somebody who knows. Correct. Avoda Shebalev. Because the Gemara learns, the Sifri learns, how do you know you have to daven? From the phrase of Avoda Shebalev. Because it says in the Torah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balev, Ezu Avoda Shebalev, Evi Yom HaZeh Tefillah. So Tefillah is Avoda Shebalev. If you think about something else, you didn't do Avoda Shebalev. You said words. But if, by the way, according to this, if you daven without Avodah Shebelev, you have to repeat davening. You understand what I just said? It's an unbelievable chumrah. So we paskin that you don't have to.
Because you won't do it the second time.
It's the most cynical halachic comment I've ever heard in my life. What he said is so cynical. It's matim lo, but you know, it's very cynical. What did he say? You don't repeat davening today because we think you won't have any better kavanah the second time. But the only thing is, he's not saying in his own name. You're quoting? Shulchan Aruch says like that. It's unbelievable. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says we don't dab without kavan anymore. That's amazing. It's amazing. Rabbi Liam has an essay to try to explain how we daven at all. It's printed in... he has a book in Hebrew, Halicha or something like that. I forgot the name of it. Rabbi Liam wrote a book, and he wrote an article about our davening. How can you say you yotzei davening if you say there's no kavan? But Avodah Shebelev is an example of where the Maaseh Mitzvah Kiyum Mitzvah. So now that I have a few minutes left, after this lengthy introduction, I want to talk about what I want to talk about. But I end on time, right? And I start on time, right? Good. So, there's a big chakira, a classic chakira. What's the mitzvah of shofar? Is the mitzvah of shofar to blow the shofar? Or is the mitzvah to hear the shofar? This sounds very much like the tea. How many people know about the tea? Yeah. Only two guys, three, four.
The stirring of the sugar.
Yeah, the tells us, that's the way they make fun. Whoever you want to make fun of, you tell them the story about him. That the chakira, you can tell a joke about anybody. A guy came up with the chakira. What makes the tea sweet? Is it the sugar or the stirring? It can't be the sugar, because if it would be the sugar, then why do you have to stir? So it must be the stirring. But if it's the stirring, then what do you need the sugar for?
Tell you how much to stir.
To teach you how much to stir. It's a sheer and stirring. This is, of course, a joke. You didn't laugh at that. Okay.
Really?
What? You didn't know it was a joke?
No, I knew it was a
joke. Okay. So you could say, it sounds like a joke almost. Is the mitzvah to blow the shofar or to hear the shofar? But here there are real halachic ramifications. A person who's deaf, he can blow shofar, but he doesn't hear the shofar. Or the classic example that's found in the Gemara, a person who blows into a pit where you don't hear the shofar, all you hear is the echo. So you're not really yotzei with the... Well, it depends. If you say the mitzvah is to blow, you blew the shofar, but you didn't hear it. So obviously, hearing the shofar is important. So why do you have to blow it? So you say, well, you can't hear without blowing. I will prove to you in a minute that you can hear without blowing. How could you do that? I'll tell you in a minute. But you see, I'm going to start off at the beginning. I'm not going to finish, but I'll start with the beginning. The Rosh says that the mitzvah, when you blow shofar, you make a bracha. And the bracha is, Baruch atah Hashem, l'kirimach ma'ashek, shem zavzivanu, al tekiyas shofar. That's the bracha. What's the bracha that you remember? Lishmo akol shofar. So people have explained, Rabbi Shechter, by the way, wrote this up completely. I would add a few things to what Rabbi Shechter said, but basically what he said, I agree with 100%. If I have time, I would add something to it. But Rabbi Shechter said, at first glance, it looks like that's the machlokas. The Rosh said the mitzvah is the tekiyah, al tekiyah shofar, and therefore the bracha is made al tekiyah shofar. Whereas, according to the way we paskin, the way most people have the custom, it's found in Rishonim, Rav Yoh, and others, the brach is lishmo akol shofar, the brach is to hear the shofar. So, according to the way we paskin, according to the way we make the bracha, it sounds like we think the mitzvah is to hear it. So why do you have to blow it? So you thought, because otherwise, you can't hear it. But what would happen if I could get a 10-year-old boy, or a guy, or somebody like that, to blow a shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Would I be yotzei? You will have the privilege of davening the Shishiv in Rosh Hashanah. It's a really a big schus to daven here in Rosh Hashanah. But you'll hear that Rav Lichtenstein in Yetz Hashem, like he does every year, will get up and say, Shekol Echad, you know, the Baal Tekiah is going to have Kavanah to be Motziyu, and Kol Echad Yichavein Latzet. Latzet what? With Tekiah Shofar? What do you have to Yotzeh Tekiah Shofar for? You have to hear the Shofar. You heard the Shofar. Why does he have to have Kavanah to be Motziyu? What's he Motziyu with? Why can't a child, 10-year-old, blow the Shofar for you? Why can't a woman blow the Shofar for me? It's a very good question. This question was asked by Gdolim. Many, many Gdolim asked this question. The what's the Kapos Tamarim say from Rosh Hashanah Kol? Zichron Shua. You heard of the Kapos Tamarim, of course. He was the same father, brother Zichron Shua. The Yom Shua. So the Kapos Tamarim asked this question. The Shagas Ayah asked this question. Why can't you be Yotzei Tekiah Shofar with a cotton? So before we get to the answer that obviously I'm gearing to, could you suggest another answer? Again, I'll ask you what you think. You have an answer? It's typically brisk hagdara. The mitzvah is l'shmoa kol shofar. What is a kol shofar?
Coming from someone who
a kol shofar can only be created by a person who's connected to a shofar, to the mitzvah of shofar. He creates the kol shofar. That's the classic answer that's given to this question. It's a very good question. If the mitzvah is only to hear the shofar, so why do you have to have kavanah? What do you yotze? Why do you have to have? Why can't a cotton, the cheresh out of a cotton, sound the shofar for you? And the answer you have to say is somehow what creates the kol shofar. Somehow you have to say that. But what did the Rav explain? So this is found not in the Rav, it's found originally in Reb Chaim. And last year, for the people that were here, I used to use a little book called Halichas HaGrach. So in Halichas HaGrach, it says this in six words, that the Grach thought that in Tekiah Shofar is one of those mitzvahs, there's a Maisa mitzvah and a Kiyama mitzvah. The Maisa is also important. The Maisa is Tekiah Shofar. The mitzvah of the Kiyama mitzvah is Lishmoa. But the Maisa is part of it. It's not, you can separate one from the other. This is different. It's using the same words as Maisa mitzvah and Kiyama mitzvah that I used before. But it's not exactly the same, because here the Kiyama without the Maisa does not work. You didn't do anything. Because here we're talking about you fulfill the mitzvah, you don't fulfill any mitzvah. So, that is one way of learning. So if I would go this way, I would just ask, so what's the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam? Why is there machlokas if we make a bracha al tekiah shofar or the shema kol shofar? The bracha al tekiah shofar implies that the mitzvah is the tekiah. The lishmoa implies that the mitzvah is lishmoa. So why would there be a machlokas? Is that the machlokas? Is there a mitzvah of tekiah or a mitzvah of lishmia? So what would you say?
Machlokas is whether you can make a bracha on a kiyam or you have a bracha on the maaseh.
So you say the machlokas would be, when, what is the bracha? Do you make a bracha at the Kiyama mitzvah or the Maisa mitzvah? That's what you would say. What you're saying is they both agree. Everybody agrees that by shofar there's a Maisa mitzvah and a Kiyama mitzvah. That everybody agrees. The question is, the Rosh says you make the bracha on the Maisa mitzvah, on the Tekiah. Whereas the Rambam, most poskim think the bracha, I'm not sure, the Rambam, most poskim think the bracha is the Shema, go shofar, because you make the bracha on the Kiyama mitzvah. Is that 100% clear, or is there one thing that should be added to what I just said? I've discussed this before in yeshiva. Can you think of another example where you can separate the maisa from the kiyum and there's a bracha? So by tshuva and tefillah you don't have it. Where else can you think of a place where you can separate the maisa and the kiyum and then you discuss B'dikas chametz? Maybe? B'dikas chametz, the bracha, what bracha do you make? But when do you make the bracha? At the time of B'dika, even though the bracha is al-bi'ur. What else do you have? Anybody? I can't hear you. It could be that the Rav has discussed that. That's one of the lists in Rani Ziegler's list, but I don't understand it so much.
Learning Torah?
Again, is that also true and when do you make the bracha, what kind of a bracha it is a whole complicated shiur. The example that I love to give, because it's really a great example, is according to the people that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is only the last night. You know there's such an opinion, that if you skip a day of Sfiras HaOmer, you don't continue with the bracha, because the mitzvah is only the last night. So the question would be, the mitzvah is to finish. So the question is then, why do you count every night? That's a stupid question, because
you can't finish.
You don't finish unless you do it. So, but the question is, why do you make a bracha every night? That question was asked by the Prima Gadin. It's a very good question. Why do you make a bracha every night in Sfiras HaOmer if the mitzvah is only the last night? And the answer is, the bracha is made on a Maisa Mitzvah. That's the Prima Gadin's kasha. The Rav answered it. Then you make a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. So here also, would that prove that the Rush is right? That you make the bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah?
Yeah.
Right? Wrong. Why?
Also, Maisa and Shmi also.
Anybody? These are two different questions. Do you make the bracha? And the question is what you say in the bracha. What are the words of the bracha? What's the text of the bracha? The Maisa, I might make a bracha at the time of the Maisa Mitzvah, that might be true. But what is the text of the bracha? The text of the bracha could be still in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, even if the time you do it is the Maisa Mitzvah, which seems to be that way from the Yechametz. So therefore, the Machlokas, Rush and the Rambam, the Rush and other Rishonim, it might be really what the text of the bracha is, not if you make a bracha, not what the mitzvah is, but this could be, anyway, an introduction to Maisa Mitzvah and Kiyum HaMitzvah. Think about it a little bit. I'd like to speak to one or two fellows who are from Toronto. I don't know who they are, but I'd like to meet a guy from Toronto. Anybody here from Toronto?
Thank you very much.